Dr. Pinsky dictating amount I am in. Timothy Hand, H-A-N-D. And as you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Hand as described in my report of 1-2020. Period. Actually, it's not an IME. It is an addendum, but the same caption. As per the additional records applied, Mr. Hand underwent thoracic spine x-rays on 3-16-19. Period. It showed moderate multi-level degenerative disc changes. But there was calcification of the anterior longitudinal ligament of the spine over multiple levels. Suspicious for DISH, D-I-S-H, is a newer stimulator device seen over the lower thoracic spine. Period. He had an MRI of the cervical spine on 3-16-19, noting new onset of right arm numbness after spine stimulator implant on 1-18-19. Period. Insert those results here. Period. New paragraph. As noted in his answers to interrogatories, Mr. Hand indeed was seen at Cooper Emergency Room on 1-27-21. Apparently, he gave a history. He complained of awakening with shooting pain in his right arm from the shoulder to the hand, and his hand was blue and numb. Period. He gave a history of right upper extremity thoracic outlet syndrome, first treated in 1999. Without bone resection, who presents today with right upper extremity cyanosis of the thumb and index finger and right upper extremity venous congestion after waking up. Pretty has a long history of spinal disease with an anterior disc location in 2017, which he states began to worsen his thoracic outlet syndrome again. Pretty was reporting chronic numbness and tingling in his arm and that he had ulnar nerve damage during one of his prior surgeries, but never had vascular changes before. Period. He reported his symptoms first appeared when he woke up that morning and quickly resolved. Period. He had no shortness of breath or worsening of his paresthesias from his baseline. Period. He was evaluated and on exam showed no color change of either upper extremity, but there was no obvious venous congestion. Period. Examination of the neck found normal range of motion. Period. They could not rule out He had decreased right upper extremity sensation in an ulnar nerve distribution, but there was decreased right upper extremity strength in an ulnar distribution with 4/5 strength. Period. He was had a history of right upper extremity venous occlusion and cyanosis, both now improved. But given the transient nature and association with sleeping thoracic outlet syndrome is most likely. Period. He had a history of same in the past. Period. However, they could not rule out sequelae of venous arterial stasis. Period. Arterial thrombus is less likely given no current ischemia and good pulses. The plan was for him to undergo venous and arterial duplex studies of the right upper extremity along with a vascular surgery consultation. Period. He was seen in that regard by Dr. Nice, NYCE, the same day. Period. He related chronic numbness in his hand at baseline, but today was concerned about cyanosis of the thumb and one and first and second digits. Period. He was now back to, quote, normal, period, end quote. He has progressive shoulder and neck pain similar to thoracic outlet syndrome. pretty slipped on his arm and noted right thumb being gray and blue that resolved after waking. Period. Dr. Nice was concerned for vascular compromise. Although none was present at the clinical exam. Period. Arterial and venous ultrasounds were unremarkable. Period. It was discussed with vascular, who recommended no further evaluation at that time. Period. The duplex ultrasound of the right arm showed no deep vein thrombosis. Period. There was non-visualization of the right cephalic vein. Period. He also had a normal right upper extremity arterial duplex ultrasound. Period. New paragraph on 2221. Mr. Hand was seen by family physician Dr. Schweitzer, S-C-H-W-E-I-T-Z-E-R. Period. He briefly noted the petitioner's course of treatment over the last few years. Period. He had reached maximum medical improvement regarding his workers' compensation issues. Period. He tried gabapentin, but it was not helpful. Period. He had not tried Lyrica before. Period. His active problem list included hereditary hemochromatosis, comma, malignant carcinoid tumor of the colon, comma, diverticulitis, comma, lower urinary tract symptoms, comma, hypospadias, comma, and erectile dysfunction of organic origin. Period. He had a history of colon resection, comma, thoracic outlet syndrome surgery, and spinal injury at C1-4 with spinal cord injury surgery. Period. He had also undergone lumbar disc surgery, comma, right knee replacement, comma, colectomy, comma, and gastrectomy. Period. He was evaluated and had tendinous palpation of the right upper extremity. Period. Hand strength was, strength was 4/5 for the right upper extremity. Period. There was no blue discoloration, but he did have a sensory deficit. Period. Dr. Schweitzer prescribed Lyrica and referred him to orthopedics. Period. He was also sent for x-rays of the shoulder and neck. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Hand was seen on 9-2-21 by Dr. O-K-U-S-A-N-Y-A. Period. His suspicion for recurrence of right-sided neurogenic thoracic outlet syndrome was moderate to high, and the symptoms were severe. Pretty has extremely limited use of his right hand and appears to be in daily pain. Period. He explained the diagnosis of neurogenic thoracic outlet syndrome is essentially a diagnosis of exclusion. Period. He wanted to continue diagnostic workup and review the studies that were done at Cooper. Period. Dr. Okusanya found a diminished right radial pulse. Period. There was guarding with at the right arm and shoulder. Period. There was weakness present, as was tenderness. Period. He followed up on 10-7-21, by which time his studies had been reviewed. Period. He wrote, patient had a markedly good response to diagnostic middle scalene block. Period. EMG was consistent with thoracic outlet syndrome. Period. They discussed the reoperative nature. He would favor trying a therapeutic block. Period. Depending on response to that, they would decide on a right robotic first rib resection. Period. EMG was done by Dr. Peterson on 10-1. 21 to be inserted here. Period. His last visit with Dr. Okusanya was on 10/7/21. Period. He noted the EMG results of 10/1/21, along with an ultrasound guided diagnostic injection of the middle scalene on 9/29/21. Per this was sonography of the right brachial plexus. Per there had been an anterior scalenectomy. Per the middle scalene is intact. Per there was no obvious ultrasound abnormalities. Period. After the injection, the patient noted significant relief in his neck and right upper extremity pain. Period. Findings and conclusions. The additional documentation focuses on Mr. Hand's right upper extremity, common cervical spine, common and thoracic outlet syndrome complaints. Appears he had already undergone treatment for that. Period. On 1/18/19, Dr. Ponopan performed surgery to be inserted here from page 17. I was previously in receipt of Dr. Ponopan's note of 4/3/19. Actually scratched that. Actually, you can keep that. Sorry. My opinions relative to permanency and causation remain the same as marked on page 19 of my earlier report. Period. And that, scratch that. His most recent diagnostic studies and treatment corroborate the diagnoses that were previously rendered. Period. Mr. Hand had additional episodic flare-ups of his underlying condition that fit the pattern of his thoracic outlet syndrome. Period. It does not represent an objective increase in his overall functionality or permanency. Period. And